I have long wanted to see this sensational evidence for myself.
Well, in recent decades, answers have been found.
Of all the animals that live on our planet, one extraordinary group dominates. The largest, the fastest, and the most intelligent creatures that have ever lived. They're known as
Braden and Harry.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Very good. Braden and Harry driving you home, as we normally say. But we've just come back from a prank call with our producer.
On an absolute high, I must say. Successful prank call.
And it's a very risky one, actually. It's a risky one to pretty much prank someone that works so close with you.
And who's so high up in the industry. So
we've attacked the top. We don't normally attack the top.
Yeah, you don't attack the head.
No.
Because we're the feet.
Yeah.
And he could really do some bad things to the feet.
Like that's coming up in a minute.
Boots.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. And also, the business cards have arrived.
The business cards.
They've arrived.
And we've got extras.
And we do. We do have extras. But we'll talk about that later. The competition coming up this week. We'll see who wins that. But firstly, people might have seen this online, around the place. It's come to my attention, an article, that it's pretty much B.O.B., the singer, the rapper.
Everyone's familiar with him right now, I'd imagine, with his very meme-worthy sort of song. Have you heard it?
The song?
Yeah, the meme-worthy song.
No, I haven't.
The
on Facebook. Yeah,
yeah, you do.
Of him pretty much just not having anything to do with the English.
Yeah, English vocabulary. English just completely making up some sounds and noises. But it sounds good.
It does sound good.
Not dissing it at all.
Not going to talk about that.
Not going to talk
what
about
I
that.
What I will talk about is that he's come up with an idea to launch his own spaceship to prove the Earth is really flat. There's a few problems I have with this. He doesn't believe in science.
Just a few problems?
Well, he doesn't believe in science. He doesn't believe in a lot of things. But we've got the article here. We'll read it.
Doesn't believe in science. Does he expect... How does a rocket ship work?
Mate, we're just going to ask him. So he set up his own... The best part is...
Yeah.
He's been going at this since 2015. It's a massive... Like, it's not just overnight.
No,
theory.
It's not just an overnight thought.
He's come with
He's
this.
Put some groundwork into this, put some years into this.
He says, no matter how high in elevation you are, the horizon is always eye level. Sorry, cadets, I don't want to believe it either. So he's saying that as if, like, it's definitely flat and it's just speculation that it isn't flat, as if he's always right.
What?
It's crazy stuff.
It's crazy stuff.
So he's come up with a fund. This is the best part. He's come up with a fund. He's made all his memes. A lot of
GoFundMe pages.
Yeah, GoFundMe. If you're not familiar with what this is, it's basically where normal people can see your idea and just put money towards it.
We're not going to say the normal idea, is that?
This one. And so he wants to obviously build a rocket ship, send it up to space and just say, prove that it isn't flat.
No, he seriously wants to build a rocket ship.
He's not.
So he must be putting up some high figures then. He must be looking, what, 2 million, 20 million?
The target is $200,000, according to this article. That's the target on the GoFundMe app. So
200,000?
Yeah, mate. That's And he's raised $220, so not getting much support.
He's raised...
That was when the article was posted a little while ago.
Yeah.
And I went onto the actual page. It's not $200,000. It's $1 million. And he's got $2,000. So I'm not sure who's putting money into this. But the best part is, $200,000, I want to know clearly what he's done. What he's done is he's gone, all right, we've got this idea. Let's set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
He's had a look at the page. He's gone, $200,000. We'll put that up there. When not realizing that $200,000 doesn't even get you a one-bedroom flat in the outer suburbs of Melbourne.
Mate, it's not even going to get you to pay the rent for res.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Well, it would.
That's a bit of exaggeration.
Yeah, that's a massive...
For a few people.
But I think a spaceship is a bit more money than that. How many things can you think of that cost more than $200,000 that would go nowhere near building a spaceship?
Stadium?
A stadium.
A football stadium.
A football stadium. Yeah. How much that cost you?
Few million.
No, billions, mate. Billions for a whole
billions.
Stadium. It costs about a few million to just make a one stand. So it's just like, how is he expecting to make any money? One, the idea.
He's a man.
Two, not just the idea. No,
in his opinion, he'd be doing this for science. It's not even enough money.
He could achieve his goal. Now it's gone up to a million, but not even that. I don't even reckon that will achieve it.
That's not going to achieve it.
Will that build a spacecraft? No.
He's going to advertise what astronaut is going to take him up. Oh, yeah, mate. Definitely. I'll take you up.
So it's round.
I can prove to you that it's round. No.
It doesn't match up, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I just love it. $200,000. That's the target. But, yeah. We'll see how it goes. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll be tracking this story throughout
the weeks. Yeah.
Hopefully he gets it up. Hopefully he gets it. All right, $200,000. Would that even pay for your architect for the first week? And he wouldn't even give you a plan. He would just go, oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
It's just a gesture.
$200,000.
Does the outline drawings of the rocket ship, maybe?
Google Images rocket ship. Yeah. $200,000.
This is Brendan and Harry. Brad and Harry driving you home.
Sure is.
Now,
and
Brad, you have a story for us, don't you?
Well, we won't say it's a story. You don't want to build it up too much. But
oh, what are you talking about? You were telling me before, mate, I've got an absolute cracker story. Get ready for the studio. It's going to go off.
Well, no, that didn't happen.
I wish I had a recording device.
Didn't happen. Anyway, went to Adelaide on Friday night.
Yeah, good
bus
start.
Went left at about 6 a.m. to go to the footy.
Yep.
Sunrise was there, actually, and the TV. And was going to do a bit of Brad and Harry promotion, but I thought, no, we'll leave that to the business cards. But we're on the bus. Left about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Got it there at about 3 p.m.
So you
got
real early for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got there about 3 p.m. Watched the game and then left at 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
PM, sorry. And then got back to Geelong at 9 a.m.
In the morning.
It's like a 26-hour
trip. So you went from 6 in the morning to 9 a.m.
The next morning, yeah. So big bus ride. And you get to learn
good
a
bus
lot.
Ride?
Oh, you get to learn the type of people on there were the real passionate supporters. I had my Bulldogs bag, right?
Bulldogs.
No,
it did.
People were having a go at me going, you're not a real supporter.
Oh,
no, dead set. Like the guy in front of me is like, oh, you're not a Geelong member, are you? I'm like, yeah, I am. I am a Geelong member. And I had to pull out my jersey and scarf to prove it. And my membership
is
going
to bloody make you pull out your membership. Along... wants to see your number, wants to see everything to do with
it. He thought I was along for the ride, but no, I wasn't. I was there for a Geelong supporter. So we've done that. Two stops over the way. Got a footy at one stop, kicked it over the fence accidentally.
Yeah, good idea.
Lost the footy. And then on the way back, so I left it, we swapped bus drivers. And
yep.
The bus driver on the way home was a very interesting character. Very interesting character.
We'll start up some banter,
I'm just driving. No, he's just, I was potentially grumpy.
Oh.
I would say old and grumpy.
Great.
It's late at night. You kind of understand it.
Yeah, but they do a night shift. Like, he would have had a good sleep before, hopefully.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Clearly not.
No. Because there was a morning bus on the way home.
Yeah.
And we stopped and we hear on the speaker. There's one toilet on board.
Yeah.
The bus.
Oh,
we hear on the speaker. Sorry, guys. The toilet's broken. The reason why it's actually not broken, he says. The reason why it is because the way the toilet works is there's like a foot lever that you got to push down. Like you push it halfway for it to, you got to like dead set, knees to chest. Then you got the, what is it anyway?
So what happens if you have like a bun leg or a bun foot?
Oh, you're screwed. you've got to flush the toilet. So you push it halfway down, it fills up, and then you push it all the way down and just ejects.
That sounds way too complicated than it has to be, man.
No idea where it ejects to. I think the road. It's the road, isn't it?
Which to the cars behind you.
It is, isn't it? Is that how it works?
I hope not. I think it goes into like a big tank.
Oh, we'll see how it works. Then he goes, nah, you're using it too much. That's what he said. That's his excuse.
What did he say?
Using it too much, the toilet.
Probably you, mate.
No, so he's blamed that. No, it wasn't me. He's blamed everyone. He's like, no, you're using it too much. You've got to push it down all the way. Wait until we stop and I'll go and fix it. So he was stopped. He goes into the back of the bus driver. He's an old bloke. He looks like the old man off like the tax bloke off The Incredibles, you know.
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
And he's like stormed in. He's, excuse me. Walking down the aisle, goes up to the toilet. Oh,
mate, this is the highlight of his night. I don't know that.
He's like, I'm going to fix this. And it's not even broken. It's all our fault. It's all the people's fault. They don't know how to use it properly. Even though on the way up, we used it perfectly.
You
right.
Used it personally for...
So he's gone in there and he's gone... like full-blown leg workout. 10 times, as hard as he can.
Are you hearing him huffing and puffing?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. He's like, whoo, whoo. And then about 10 times, because you can tell each one he's going, oh, no, I've blamed it on them. It might not be their fault. He's done 10, and he's like, nah. He stormed down, like, nah, it's broken. He's going, nah,
it's broken.
You've filled it up, and it's your fault. You've used it too much. It's broken. So he's walked down to the front of the bus. I went with a mate, Jack.
Yeah.
And so he was there, but he wasn't on the bus at that time.
Okay.
So he came back and I told him that the bus driver tried to fix it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, great. And I said, oh, he's going to say it on the loudspeaker because not everyone was on the bus at that time. So he'll say on the loudspeaker and I can't wait for his message. I don't know if he's going to blame us or he's going to blame himself, but I had the recording ready.
No, you did.
I did. I'm like, oh, geez, this is going to be a funny thing. So I'm going to record this. This is what he said.
Oh, this is good.
I'll play it now. This is what he said.
Yeah.
So the toilet's broken. And it's funny. Actually. Maybe, yeah.
By the way, guys, the toilet is out of action. You have filled it up. You keep using it, it's going to run down all your gear on the floor. So please do not go into the toilet, okay? It is full, trust me, it's full.
So yeah.
It's your fault, it's your fault.
You filled it up.
You've done it wrong. Face the consequences.
Start running down the aisle if you don't. So, and then Jack told me, the bloke who was off the bus, he's like, I know who's responsible.
No,
I
he
know
didn't.
Who's responsible. It's not all of us. It's not you've filled it up. We don't buy into that.
No.
So he said, there was a lady that walked past us. And I was asleep. Walked past us, went to the toilet, stayed there for a long, long time.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
walked down the aisle to the front. She's a bigger lady, old bigger lady.
Nice, robust lady, yeah. I understand, yeah.
Walked down the middle of the aisle, yeah. And then about 5 seconds later, we hear over the announcement.
No.
Sorry, guys, the toilet has been broken. No. So he's pinpointed the girl out.
He's figured out who the culprit is.
Bus driver's just blamed all of us.
You're joking.
Great trip.
Great trip, clearly.
No toilet on the way home.
Bloody.
And we know who's responsible.
And you know who's responsible. You know the culprit. Oh, no, that's terrible. Like this is Brad and Harry. It's Brad and Harry driving you home.
It is, and now it's the top.
Oh, you're right there. Bit overwhelmed from your story. Need a
Can
bit
you
of
just
water.
Just tell us what we're doing now.
Yeah. Now we're just going to play the prank call. Here we go.
Yeah, so what happened is... We were looking at Instagram, sorry. I was going down my Instagram feed and we saw our producer's tickets to a Robbie Williams concert, sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say Michael Jackson, but no, Robbie Williams concert.
And he's put it on social media.
He's put it on social media. He's taken a photo, the
big
full
mistake.
Barcode.
Big mistake.
So this is a massive mistake, right?
For us.
This is a big thing for the finals, grand final as well. People go on like hashtag ticket, they'll look at it. All you need to get into a game or to a venue is just a barcode scan and you're in.
Yeah.
That's it in. So we thought, oh, how are we gonna teach him a lesson here? We could either, you know, print it out, go to there really early before him, get in the gates and make sure his tickets are climbed. But we thought, nope, he's done more for us on the show.
Better not do that.
He's got us a few interviews lined up.
Yeah.
He's been a good guy to us. So we'll teach him in a better way and try and tell him that his ticket's been cancelled by someone else because all we need is the barcode to cancel the ticket. We're calling his ticket tech. He's obviously got his ticket cancelled and this is how it went. This is how it went down.
Hello, Mark speaking.
How you going, Michael? This is... Ben from Ticket Tech, just regarding the Robbie Williams ticket.
Yeah.
We got you confirmation that it's the tickets are cancelled, so that's all good. Did you want to buy any other events or?
Yeah, Wait, what happened?
The tickets are being cancelled. We just got the request just then. All good.
Oh, the Roger Williams concert's been cancelled, has it?
No, just your tickets on your behalf.
Why?
Just a number got us. They just got cancelled 10 minutes ago. I was just making sure it was you that did it.
No, that's not me.
It wasn't you.
No.
No, is it on 24th of February? Is that the one you're going to? Yeah.
Yep.
Michael Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, no, we've got it cancelled. Would you like to debate that at all? So it wasn't you, was it?
No, it wasn't.
All right. Do you want me to put my supervisor on? I'll just get him on.
All right.
Hello, Greg speaking. Who am I talking
Hello.
To? Is this Michael?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. My name's Greg. Now, I'm the supervisor here. So what seems to be the issue?
Apparently my tickets have been cancelled for the Roger Williams concert on the 24th of February.
Yeah, no, that's not event. That's not apparently. Yeah, that's correct. Your tickets have been cancelled?
Why?
Well, you've actually put in a request for us to cancel it, so...
No, I didn't put in a request at all.
Oh, no. Just give me a second. I have to confirm with the person that went through. Is that all right? Do you mind just holding for another moment?
Who cancelled my tickets?
Oh, we had a number, but we can't actually disclose that, and we can't disclose the actual person's name because we actually thought it was you. So just give us a moment. Okay, thank you.
Maybe it might be a different person.
Okay. All right. Michael, can we just ask you some general questions? Now, we have had this happen before, and we do not take it lightly. Okay, so we have some experience with this, all right? I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Now, Michael, have you given the ticket number or the tickets to a friend? Have you lent them to anybody?
No, I haven't. Both of them are sitting in an envelope in my room as we speak.
Okay, that's in a safe place.
Yeah.
All right, do we have that? Okay. All right, so... All right, so you haven't... okay. Now, have you put this, your ticket, on any type of form of social media?
Potentially, yes.
Okay. Is potentially yes? I'm sorry, Michael, we just have
yes,
to...
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me what form of social media that is, just so we can double...
Instagram.
Okie dokie. Instagram. All right. Okay. Let me just confirm that, and I'll be right back with you, okay? All right. Thanks, Michael. Now, Michael, just have to say, in future reference, you can't put it on social media, okay? Because the barcode, the person has actually used the barcode and got the number, and then they have then used that to cancel your ticket.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, as of now, it's going to be cancelled. However, we're going to do our best to rectify that. But in the meantime, I'm just going to leave you on hold, okay? You'll just be hearing some music. All right. Thanks, Michael.
So at this point in time, we just played Braden and Harry music. And let's see if he finds
it. Let's see if he figures it out.
No. George, the voiceover guy, mate. Why would they like our Facebook page? Because we did. That doesn't make sense.
Come on, George. Just because it's your first time doing the voiceover.
Anyway. Braden and Harry is the page you should like.
And also like our Insta.
You can't really like Instas.
Well, you can give it a little heart. It's sort of like a like.
Anyway, follow us.
Follow us.
In memory of George, the Braden and Harry show is Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Just like they did. You should like their Facebook page.
No. George, the voiceover guy, mate. Why would they like our Facebook page? Because we did. That doesn't make sense.
Come on, George. Just because it's your first time doing the voiceover.
Anyway. No response from him.
Is the page you should still like. Yet to, also still like yet to pick it up.
I don't really like Instas.
Well, you can
I'm pretty clear now that we are Braden and Harry.
Do you reckon he's you?
I reckon, mate. I reckon he's tuned out. Michael, are you there still?
Yep.
Okay. Did you hear the music? Sorry. Did you just...
I did, yes.
Okay, okay. Now, we just have to actually ask some questions about... About the music, because we've had some feedback. I'll get to your ticket in a moment. So what did you think about the songs and the music itself? Was it good listening music? Was it something that made you happy?
Yeah, it was all right. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Michael, did you listen to the music? It's Brayden and Harry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to take up your time.
Sorry, mate. How you doing?
How did I fall for that?
It was Brayden and Harry music in the background, and we didn't want. We're going to teach you a lesson about not posting your barcode online.
You got 8 minutes, Benny. I'm going to kill both of you as well.
Very
anyway, fair enough. Cheers, Michael, for your time.
Cheers, Mike.
No worries, have a good time, guys.
Yeah. And Brayden Harry driving you home.
It is, and I must admit, it was a great prank call, that one. But what did happen after that is we had a look at Michael's Instagram. What happened, Harry?
Now, I was thinking about, we said we planned out to teach him a lesson. Did we teach him a lesson?
Taught him a lesson.
We taught him a lesson.
He pulled down the photo.
He pulled it down. How quickly did he pull it down? Oh, within a minute,
within
probably?
A minute. We refreshed our page that we had it to look at it for in reference to the prank call. Not there.
Not there anymore.
But we talked about it last week. What we're going to do... We're going to do the billboard and the hammer and swine and all that stuff. Cost $5,000 to do that.
Cost $5,000.
So we thought we might do something smaller. Business cards with a twist.
With a big twist.
Massive twist.
With a competition.
They're only one-sided, but double-sided.
Exactly.
One side of advertising, the other side, please turn over.
And let's just remind the listeners that.
Yep.
What was the number that you put down initially?
The number that is on the card that's printed out.
That is, it's not the radios, isn't it?
No, it's Harry's
more,
number.
Yeah, it's more.
And it says, text us anything in inverted commas to say pretty much text us the word anything.
Text us the word anything.
And at the bottom, it was a draft, a bit like when you accidentally released the first draft rather than the final copy. I wrote down the bottom, you'll also receive a free gift in return.
Brilliant.
Via text.
Brilliant.
So that was an accident, that one, but we can't really do much else but
provide
just
those gifts.
Embrace it. A bit like Richmond this week, just embrace it.
Just
what
embrace.
What you've got in front of you. You can't change it. So the competition is we get 50 each.
Yep.
There's 100. There was 100 on the order.
No, there was 100 on
There's
the order.
There's more than 100 in the
profiting, mate. That's all we're doing. We're profiting from this.
We're profiting. We've got 100 and about 24, I think, 25.
That's a win.
So there's extras, a few extras. And now I've bought labels as well. So,
and put your number on that. So now you can distribute.
This is something you would call a miscellaneous non-marketing cost. Just unneeded, really. But I've put a sticker with my number on 50 of them. Harry's number already on 50, so we have to hand about this week. You're going to the grand final.
Yeah, so I'll be disposing those throughout the stands.
Have you got any tactics that you're going to implement?
Look, I've got tactics going to the ground and then also at the ground.
So you're going to do it on the way to the ground?
Yes, yes.
So the rule is obviously no letterboxes, no
letterboxes.
Giving them to people.
No, obviously.
They
obviously
have to pick it up and get it themselves. So, yep. I want you to elaborate.
You want me to elaborate?
We are on air.
All right.
Have you got any specifics?
Well, I'm thinking.
So you're not just going to throw them on the ground.
No, that's obviously littering. Not. That was first idea. Second idea is actually put them in the, you know, the train has the maps. Slot them in those.
Have you ever been to the soccer? It's a random question. Oh, no, yeah, where they do the paper planes. You mean you went to
we went
Brazil
to
Brazil versus Australia.
Yeah.
Whenever it starts to get boring, you just see it. People when you're on the
planes.
Bottom level, planes are landing
that's a
everywhere.
Good idea.
So you're not going to be the first level, are you?
No, mate.
Have you ever? You know how to flick business cards?
Pardon?
Do you know how to flick business cards?
No.
Like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you just...
I'll be doing that.
You do that, you dinged it, and you just... Yeah, it's gone.
Well, if I get kicked out, though, I'm putting it on you, though.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Anything to make give us a few extra...
get the attention for Brendan and Harry.
Nah, so, yeah, I was thinking of maybe just doing that.
Wait, are you going to...
I'll be doing it.
Where have you been?
Oh,
doing
yeah,
like,
sorry, I forgot.
Because
I'll keep with the Richmond theme. I feel like the gift has to be Richmond related because we're going to have a lot of Richmond supporters that are texting back, if any, to be honest. But I think I might go to the Richmond training session on Monday.
On Friday
morning. Yeah. The open training session. There'll be a lot of Richmond supporters.
You're not
going to
hand them out, though?
Nah, I'll just place them on seats, maybe with super glue.
Maybe with... Hopefully with...
So
the
someone
side,
else knows
the side that
starts
has...
a conversation. No, that's a bad idea. Bad idea. We're not here to hassle the public because they'll just they'll ring us up and abuse us.
And abuse us. No, they'd probably just ignore us. And
I'm thinking of a few other. And then obviously the loser. So whoever gets the most texts back, wins.
Wins.
The loser
has to face their fear.
Has to face their fear. My,
I like to say yours is probably the most interesting fear of all.
What? Magpie. Well, I don't mind. I hate birds in general. Like, I went to watch the footy at my mate's place the other week.
Yeah.
There was a budgie there that, no joke, was the most, like, probably worse than a magpie, I'd say.
It's smaller than a magpie.
Mate, you should have attacked the owner. It came out of the cage.
Smaller.
It was out of the cage.
Yeah.
Because it's been in captivity all day.
It flies
at you.
In captivity.
Lands on you and just, like, its beak goes into your skin. There was blood.
Blood. Yeah. Blood drawn.
Yeah.
God.
What are you?
How tall are you, mate?
It doesn't matter.
I just want to get the audience to have a visual of this.
About 190.
So you're 190. How many probably centimetres is a budgie?
Yeah, but it's not about the size of the dog. It's about the fight. I don't even know.
All you have to do is just stop. It's gone.
on an owner's pet budgie. Anyway,
don't do that. Oh, who have we got? We've got some boys.
The boys.
Love it. Love it. Actually.
There's boys outside the studio. Should I let them in?
We should. But they've run off now.
Do we know them?
No, we have no idea
who they are. All right. Sorry, what were you talking about?
Budgie.
Yeah, so what's your fear? Snake.
Yeah. I think it's a logical fear.
No, but what I'll do is I'll give you an update after this song.
Yeah.
Because if you lose, I'll tell you now, you don't want to lose.
No, I don't want to lose.
I've got something coming up.
No.
Stick around.
This is Brendan and Harry. Oh, gosh. No. This is Brendan and Harry driving you home.
It is, and I said before the break, we're obviously doing a competition this weekend. Who can give out the most business cards and then received the most texts? Because it's 50 cards with your number on it, 50 cards with my number on it, and we have to give out our own number, obviously. Try and get the most texts. Or should we get out the other person's, maybe?
No.
Just because it would be annoying if you get your texts, you know, defeats the purpose.
No.
Nah, all right.
No, it's good.
We won't change
it. Won't change it. Let's not complicate it.
I might just give someone a call. So just talk amongst yourself.
Just talk. I don't like the sound of this.
If you lose.
He's dialing numbers now. I don't like the sound of this.
If you lose.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what happens. Yeah.
I face my fear.
So I might just call up.
Yeah. I hope this is unsuccessful.
No.
You'll face your fear. No. Good. Good start.
No, that is a good, not a good start.
That's
a
great start. Fantastic start.
Hold on. Just talk amongst yourself. I probably should have done this while the song was on. But how about we talk tactics, right? So you're at the MCG. I'm at Punt Road.
Yeah.
Similar spots, similar supporters. What? Being a Richmond supporter, obviously they've been through.
Did you say being a Richmond supporter?
Or being a Richmond supporter.
Oh, being a Richmond supporter. I was going to say, mate, don't jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, I'm not one myself, no. But I'm just saying, as a Richmond supporter, you probably wouldn't like the fact that there's going to be a lot of... I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Where were you going with that one?
Nah. So, like, I'm just questioning, like, your tactics, because I want to know... am I going to get use some of your tactics or am I not going to use some of your tactics?
Look, you can try, mate. You can try use. I'm thinking trains. I'm thinking blue. Oh.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Raymond the Snake Man. How can I help?
Ah, oh, cool. I'm just wondering. I'm from a radio show. If I got a snake into the studio, so if I happen to get a snake in the studio, how much money would that cost?
Okay, whereabouts are you and when you're looking at?
We're in Hawthorne.
All right, yeah, all good.
All good,
$300, yeah. $300 and the next 2 days are good. Tomorrow's good, Friday's not as good, and next week is all choppy all over the place. But yeah, $300 and... I'm known as a snake man. I've been working with him all my life and written numbers of books and all the usual stuff. So,
what would that involve like with the snakes?
Normally we do all sorts of things. So over the phone, tell me what you've got in mind, and I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate it.
But just to scare someone, really.
No, mate.
Right, to scare someone
who has a fear of snakes? Yeah.
All right, so basically you want me to come in with a large snake and stick it around their neck and...
No, yeah, mate, hey, I'm Harry. I'm the guy wants to stitch up.
No, that's good. We'll do that. It's not confirmed yet, so we might get in touch with you a bit later.
Okay, all good. See you ready. Just ring any time till 10 p.m. at night.
No worries. Thanks heaps.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. See you later, bye.
Mate, you're a joke.
Oh, I'm not.
You're a joke.
But it does cost $300.
So. Yeah, exactly. I saw your face just go.
My face did drop, and that might be an issue. we might have to go a different road.
Rethink that
might
one.
Might have to get a wild snake.
We'll have to capture it ourselves. This is Braden and Harry. Braden and Harry driving you home.
It's hurt. This $300, it hurt me.
Yeah, it hurt you a bit there, didn't it?
Thought it was going to cost a little. I'm negotiating. There's no way around that.
You're going to pay that $300? Yeah, it's a big stint.
I think that's $300 for a day. That can't be $300 for them to just turn up.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. I hope it's for a bit.
Oh, you don't, mate, because we'll be going to a creek with it's just full of snakes.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Nah, I think that. I might... Have your life to worry about.
Don't say that. Because if you're saying that, then I'm going to absolutely stitch you up.
All right. Yeah. What's your plan?
Yeah. I've got... So a few years back,
It's a long run.
It's a big, big story. So I have to go through my life. I have to go through when I was brought up, my parents. We'll skip those parts. All right. So went to a wildlife sort of sanctuary, you know those? Like the sort of reserves and stuff that have the birds.
Yeah, there's one in Mara.
Now, they have like big birds and stuff. This is all the way in...
Emus.
Yeah, emus, yep. That's it. You got it. This is all the way up in Alice Springs, a very arid place. And up there they had...
It's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be expensive.
No. Got the idea.
Probably flying economy, I imagine.
Yeah, we'll be flying tiger in the bloody baggage. Anyway, so what I saw was there's these buzzards. So buzzards are I don't know if they're native, but
yeah, I know they are.
They fly around there.
Yeah,
and you know you're familiar with buzzards, aren't you?
Yeah,
big birds. So what
they're
like they
hawks,
have,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're bigger than hawks.
Bigger than hawks?
I think so.
Eagles? Bigger than eagles?
Yeah.
They're
big birds. They're like one of the biggest. So they'll be perfect to you. What these guys do is they do a little show. So the girl comes out, has her arm on the arm.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
He's looking all good.
Nah.
He's looking, oh, how are we doing?
Well, the bird is.
Yeah, the bird. And then she's like, go fly off. He goes, flies off.
Yep.
And the next thing, she calls someone from the crowd. Okay. Person from the crowd has to hold an egg in their hand.
Oh, no.
Like a fake egg. And then what this bird does, sizes up the egg, takes about 5 seconds, and darts for the egg, destroys it, picks it up, then destroys it.
What happened to the hand? I don't care about the egg.
Hand is fine, mate. It's fine.
I'm not scared of magpies.
Foot behind you, so.
I'm not scared of magpies. It's just like, it's just the swooping that I'm scared of. So I think it wouldn't be perfect for you, not perfect for me.
Why would you want to feed a bird?
Nah, What a beta bird. It's a predator.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, go on to your next story. That's a flight to Alice Springs, mate.
No, there'll be ones around, trust me. I'll be looking for it.
Yeah, where you just hold out an egg and it comes swooping from out of nowhere.
Oh, mate, you do it out the side of the studio. They'll be all around.
Yeah. Watch good out. All right. We're not doing that.
We're doing that.
So let's move on.
Let's move on. Now, I come across a story today.
Yep.
Come across a very interesting...
Most people do.
...newspaper article. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Titled, Bungling... Bust-ups, bitter end. Let me repeat that. Bungling bust-ups, bitter end.
Good alliteration.
Thank you. I didn't write it myself.
From the article writer.
Good old Sara Barnham. Now, Sara Barnham, I love pronouncing that name, Sara Barnham. She wrote a brilliant, thrilling story about this man who didn't obviously get along well with his misso. And in order to make the breakup with her a little bit easier, softer, because no one likes breaking up with anyone, obviously.
Nah.
It's not fun. Not fun. So, obviously, what do you do? Mate, obviously, you pay a thief $200 to go rob her of everything she has in her house.
No.
Her passport specifically. No. Her laptop. And...
Nah.
Yeah.
I've heard of the ones
and jewelry.
I've heard of the ones where they, like, take the car or destroy the car or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's probably worse.
It's worse because she's lost her passport now.
And when that's easily replaceable.
And all these other types of stuff.
And so you know the story well.
Yeah, very well. And then he tries going on. And then she obviously takes him to court. She figures out that him because he breaks up with her. And then she goes...
Oh, it could have been a coincidence.
Well, he comes back. They come back from holidays.
Yeah.
And then all their stuff's just magically gone.
Yeah.
And then... She's just like, oh, what the hell happened? This is crap. And he's like, oh, it's terrible.
No! But
I've got some bad news as well.
What?
We're breaking up.
So not one who did that.
Exactly. This is Brendan now.